Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are interrogating yet another movie for you. This is another new release that is maybe not what you expect from a film such as this or an actor such as this. Is it going to be better than Civil War? That's a given. You don't have to try too hard to be much better than that. But the one we are talking about today is the new movie with Dev Patel. For people that don't recognize the name, it is the new movie called Monkey Man. Now, okay, I'm noticing a theme this year with movies. We've got the Godzilla vs. Kong, excellent movie, by the way. We've got Monkey Man. We have got Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It's like, okay, is there a theme going on this year that we don't know about with all these ape movies? Kind of makes you wonder, but I don't want to digress too much. Monkey Man is a story of revenge. It is a very violent story. So if you cannot already guess so, I am giving this movie a very guilty rating. I also want to caution for those who are sensitive to motion sickness that some of the movie was filmed with things like GoPros and stuff like that. So it's not as much as like Hardcore Henry was like back in the day. But if you are sensitive to motion sickness, there are some of the scenes here that might get a little bit intense. Guys, what are you doing? Patero, stop that. As usual, getting on my kitty cats here. Sorry about that. I've got two of the boys in here with me tonight. I've got Patero and Stormy in here with me. This morning. Sun's not up yet, so it's still nighttime. So back to the movie. At a young age, this young kid he finds himself basically needing to survive. The way he can survive is by fighting. But he doesn't want to fight the typical thing of fighting, so he puts on this monkey mask. And basically, the promoters just pay him to get the living daylights kicked out of him. So, as you can imagine, it gets more than a little bloody. Now, this movie is, okay, if you've listened to me for very long, you know what I think of subtitles, but it is both English and I believe it's Hindi, so there are subtitles throughout about half the movie on this. And as you can imagine, like I said, he literally gets the living pulp beat out of him, but it's for a purpose. Something happened to him at a young age, and the person that was responsible for that is his ultimate target, but he needs to work his way up to have access to the target because this target is a very high-profile person with where they're from. And so you can't just walk in and have access to this high-profile person. You have to earn your way up. And by being beat to a pulp, he is saving the money to buy his way into certain positions that give him more opportunities to further climb the ladder. Now, it's a little bit of Rocky meets John Wick meets... the third one, that's what I'm missing. It's not quite either of those movies. It's not about the victor and the spoils and all this. And it's not about... It almost has the feel of like a Hindi John Wick, but it doesn't quite have the heart. It really tries. It does really try. But it's just not quite there. And it's with all of the sex and the drugs and the fights and the blood and everything. It's just a bit much. And even the language, it's like, okay, away from my show, I tend to curse quite a bit. And this movie was even a lot, even for me. And it's almost to the point of it being a distraction from the story. And once it starts kind of going down that path, it loses itself a little bit. One of the lines in this movie is that somebody is saying to him that all your life you've been fighting to feel pain. You need to fight for purpose. And that she also tells him further to close your eyes and you will find yourself. Now, there is so much truth to that. As, like I said, a story like this, it's kind of hard to stay with at times. There were people in the theater that got up and laughed when I sat down and saw this. I'd probably say those maybe 20-something people in there when the movie started. And there was maybe 10 to 15 when it was done. And mind you, I am glad I stayed. There is a conclusion that makes a story like this worth waiting for. Is it the happy ending that you'd expect from a story like this? Not so much. But the ending is definitely satisfying, but it also leads into the whole thing that this might not be the last that we see of this character. I mean, with John Wick, we got 4 movies. Are they going to try to do something like that with this? There were no bonus scenes, no hints specifically that the story was going to go on, but it almost leaves you wanting more of the story at the end. And so that in itself is redeeming. Now you may be wondering score-wise what I did give this movie. I gave Monkey Man a 5.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Again, for those not familiar with the Deputy scale, you can find it on the About Me page at moviedeputy.com. Or a 5 is a decent story, significant flaws. A 6 is good story, some flaws. So that kind of puts you right in that thing. And like I said, there's just some flaws to this. I mean, there's some obvious flaws as well, but there's just a few points to this that it's distracting from the story itself. There is a lot of action. If you like fight movies, if you like just that action and just that bloody, just in your face on top of it, just bam, 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 you are really going to enjoy this movie. If you are not so much into that, honestly, there's a lot of other good stuff that's playing right now. So maybe rethink that if you're not into movies such as that. And again, please be warned for people very sensitive to motion sickness. Like I said, imagine having a camera strapped to your face and then imagine going through the fights and going through the life. And mind you, it's not all done from that perspective, but there are parts of it that are, and it's like you've almost got to like play bobblehead to follow along. I'm even sitting here like nodding my head like ding, just being silly with that as I go. But obviously, like I said, this is a guilty rating that I'm giving this. So I hope this helps at least a little bit. If this is one that you've been excited to see, I'm always interested to hear your feedback. Feel free to message me directly or use hashtag MovieDeputy so that I can find your comments and things like that. As of such, who knows? You'll never know when I will actually be one of the ones to quote you in my next review. You never know. It's like I get my quotes from all sorts of places from people, and I mention if they're in person or if they're otherwise. But until next time, I hope you are going to be excited about a special Sunday episode tomorrow over on our Movie Deputy channel. Again, that will not be on the Movie Deputy Reviews show, but on our Movie Deputy show. So if you just search Movie Deputy, you'll see we've got a channel that only has, I think it's like 9 or 10 episodes on there, but that's where all of our bonus content is. And that is where tomorrow's show will be going. So be sure and tune into that. Of course, you know which buttons to press so that you never miss the latest and greatest from the Movie Deputy herself, a.k.a. me. And of course, I'm a goofball, but you just gotta roll with it. I mean, it's life. It's either laugh or cry, literally. And I'm just going to keep pushing forward and probably doing a little bit of both. So until tomorrow, bye-bye.